Kurt, how important was it you kept the scoreboard ticking over, punishing that Catalan's ill discipline, especially in that first half?
Yeah, it was, because we moved the ball pretty well. We looked dangerous in good ball, so we had to kind of calm us down at the time and take the two, which I think really worked well for us. We had to show patience because we were making line breaks and just not quite nailing and executing off the back of it. So I think taking the twos in big moments really helped us.
And just on that first half performance, a lot of people have said you can't play rugby league like Bradford played in that first half here due to the size of the pitch. Do you feel vindicated? You know, like you said to me on Monday, you know, a lot of players now are buying into this style, you know, this philosophy.
Yeah, like I said, it's round two. You know, we're not getting carried away, but I've brought a philosophy to the club and the lads have bought it fantastically. We've showed it at Hull, you know, in stages in the game. We brought it towards Hull. We're still showing we're willing to play and move the ball. I thought we were really good off our offloading game. We played really direct up offloads. We have a couple of processes around that. But ultimately, I think we showed that we believe in it. No matter what pitch we're on, we can still play our style.
Look like you were possessed with this sort of Bradfordian siege mentality. Is that something you spoke about going into this one?
Yeah, you know, it was the first game back at Old Trafford. There was a lot of rounds, a lot of motion in the game, but I had to be really careful of how much I let the lads into it and focus on still winning the game no matter who we played. So, yeah, we've certainly got a siege mentality. We're fighting for every game. We have a bit of a mentality, what we call ourselves, the scrappers. We have the mentality to go to the scrap every game. You know, so that's the mentality we carried forward into the game.
Kieran Gill mentioned this in the commentary. Tommy Makinson, when Conor Wynne made that tackle a couple of metres out from the line, that kind of epitomised that siege mentality. Not many people stopped Tommy Makinson from 5 metres out.
No, and we didn't get our system right in the moments, but Conor came up with a play which was an extra effort. It was a special tackle. I think it was a big moment in the game. You know, and I think that's a credit to the work Conor's put in the pre-season. So he comes to us a part-time rugby player, and then the work he's put in, he looked like a Super League player tonight.
Ethan Ryan missed last week. How late in the week was it before he put his hand up to play?
I don't think he put his hand up. I think I told him I need him to play. So it was, it was great. You know, we have a lot of discussions and he trained on the Tuesday. He did a bit of physicality within the session. So he kind of told me that he was ready. And he probably would have liked to maybe had a minute and I brought him off at some point to give him a rest. But he was just in that position. But he's very important to the team. He's a leader. He's somebody who's just made his 100th appearance for the Bulls. So it's something we celebrate in the week. So I'm really happy for him.
Just on his 100th appearance, you played in his first game that Thursday night against London. Because
really?
I remember commentating, you scored two tries in that game.
Did I?
To beat London.
God.
Was there any inclination back then, Kurt, when you were still a player for Bradford, of how special a player Ethan Ryan was going to be?
I think I'm more shocked that I scored two tries.
You definitely did.
What he had was speed and bravery. And he's just progressing to a really good Super League player. He's a valued member of the team. He's somebody I care about as well. You know, he's really important to me and what I brought into the club. So it's a big day for Ethan and his family, and I'm really happy for him.
Wonga Blake, this seems to be going from strength to strength. It's now 4 tries in 3 for him.
Is it? Yeah, again, you get asked the question, what worked for him, what's not worked for other clubs, but I think it's down to Wonga. You work hard. What I would say is the few games that I watched him play last year, he weren't fit enough. He's certainly fit. He looks really competitive again, and he's got a point to prove, and he's got to do it for 28 weeks. And I think he's started in a pretty good way to show that.
Joe Keyes didn't feature. What's up with Joe? And again, how late in the week was that decision made?
Yeah, it's an ongoing issue with Joe at the moment. It's a back pain, but it's literally travelling down to the back of his hamstrings into his calf. So Joe's really struggling at the moment. It was probably trained Tuesday, did the majority of the training session, then just literally walked off and said, I'm in so much pain. So it kind of poses a problem, and Luke's been training, multi-skilling himself, coming in at full-back, getting his reps with Caleb, dropping in at centre, wing, and at pivot. And we just made the call early. We was more than happy to put Luke in there, and you know, he's done a great job. But yeah, it's just ongoing with Joe at the moment. We're there to support him, and we just hope we can get his bodies right.
Jaden Ockenbaugh, Dan Russell, when we spoke Monday, they were having their scans, I believe, later that afternoon. What's the latest on those two?
They're both looking around 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Clearly, that injury adversity that you didn't want has come and bit. But, you know, I guess players like Luke Cooley for Joe Keyes, for instance, Conor Wynne, you've got a bit of depth there.
Well, I keep saying it's that next man up mentality. You know, it doesn't matter who goes in there in what position. You know, we believe we can win games. It don't matter who's in there personnel-wise. So I think it's more of a credit to the squad. Whoever steps up, we know he's going to do a job.
Just on Joe Mellor, I know you said he passed his HIA. because of how he's playing for you in that loose forward role, is he perhaps more of a target than he's ever been?
Possibly. So he's gone from being a very good pivot to being a very good hooker in Super League to now we're ball playing 13 and people are talking about how good he is there. I think it's just more of a credit for how good of a rugby player he is. You know, we talk about there's not enough rugby players in the game anymore. And Joe Mellor is a purist. You know, I can put him anywhere. He's fantastic. And it probably showed when he went off the field, we looked a little bit more clunkier. So he shows the importance of him. And he's bought into being a ball playing 13. The team have bought into what he does off the back of it. So yeah, I'm really happy what Joe's doing at the moment.
I don't want to quote the penalty set restarts and the errors to your Kurt, but clearly they were probably in the higher brackets. Proves there's still work in progress.
Yeah, so I had a little look at the referee, as young Rush. I had a look at what he did in the previous game at York, so I tried to get a gauge of it, but it doesn't work because it's different every game. Overall, I thought he refereed the game pretty well. You know, I thought we dominated the game in the first half, they dominated the game in the second half, so overall, I thought he was pretty good.
And just finally from me, Kurt, nearly 10,000 here. What do you hope those fans take away from a very special night?
Please just keep coming back. You know, we'll put a brand of rugby on the field that looks a bit different. I hope they enjoyed it. Please come and support us every week. I will say, strap in. We've got a roller coaster coming. But come and enjoy it. It's been a great evening and it's only going to get better.
Kurt, I spoke to you, Andy Ackers, and Zach Fulton after all. It was all that mantra of, we're not proud, we're just disappointed because we didn't get the win. Do you think there were anything that you did a little better tonight that got you over the line against Catalans and didn't quite get you over the line against Hull?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Because ultimately, we learned in the big moment. We lost the big moments at home. Mm-hmm. I thought we won a lot of the big moments tonight. So I think it's just an ongoing process for us. We're a brand new team. You know, I don't know what it looks like in the big moments for us yet. So we're figuring out as we go. But if we can get to a point where we're a couple of scores ahead and we don't have seen the big moments, I'll cop it for now. But we'll learn and we'll get better. You know, we'll be in closer games. You know, we'll be chasing some games. So it's what it looks like in different moments. We'll learn as we go.
I'd be like, I need to get a win on the board this early. It's round two. In fact, there's no teams won two games so far. Well, yeah, you're on the board now, and I guess that feels good for 2 points.
It does, yeah. My frustration last week was we'd lost a game, and then the two teams we've been promoted had won as well, so that kind of stung a little bit more. But I think we've shown we can go back to back and put the performance that we're having tonight. So I think we've shown that we're here to have a dig.
I think, obviously, on paper, you would maybe expect if Joe Keynes was out, Joe Mellor would go in the pivot, but are you really determined to keep him in that 13 role and keep him growing in that loose forward role? Now you've got him doing that and learning that.
But it was discussed. We discussed it as a staff. I discussed it with Joe Mellor. Joey would like to stay at 13. So we accommodated for Joe as well as what we thought worked for the team. I think the days have gone where just to try and rely on your pivots now to make line breaks and create for everybody else. I think there's so much that's happening around the middle of the field with the speed of the rooks, then the ball playing 13. So, and it is my philosophy. So regardless how the game's going, it is my philosophy. But I think it suits it the way the game is. We're running down the half of the ball playing 13. So, yeah.
You've got that attacking philosophy, Kurt, so I think it makes sense that you said you were really proud of what you saw second half, where the it was quite hairy between sort of 45 and 60 minutes. The fact that you stopped any more points from sort of that period and in the last 20, how proud were you that the players sort of regrouped and really sort of looked more solid again maybe in the last quarter?
Yeah, I was really proud. That was the biggest moment of the game for me because it could have been a very scary moment, but ultimately we looked really fit. You know, we just kept turning up for each other. We didn't always get it right. By the time we defended it, got the ball back, we made another error. So we had to show our resilience and fitness, which we'll celebrate in the week and we'll keep growing on that.
I was having a little look at the back end of the attendances when both dropped out of Super League, and it was about 7,500 for the last Super League game with the witness. 8 shy of 10,000 tonight, that's it. Huge leap up, and obviously you've played a brand of rugby that's got to be exciting. How delighted are you and how hopeful are you that those numbers and continue as well?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I just hope the fans keep coming back, keep enjoying it. I'll keep saying, strap in, we've got a roller coaster coming. But I hope I put a brand of rugby on the field that they enjoy watching every week.
And obviously, exciting times you're back here again next Sunday against the Lions. How excited to replicate something like this again tonight?
Yeah, so we'll look to fix up the second half in particular. You know, Toulouse have started the season pretty well. So, you know, we've got a really good game ahead of us and we'll prep and we'll play our style regardless of who we play.
You mentioned other injuries. You mentioned Mellor passed to HIA. I know Zach came off at the end. Did anyone pick up a knock that was serious in that, or has everyone seen you come through?
No, I've just spoken to medical staff. I think Aribi's took a knock to the sternum, but overall, I think we're relatively healthy, which is about time we do a bit of luck.
Probably know a bit later in the week how Aribi's doing with that knock to the sternum.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Cheers. Sure, there's a bit of a narrative floating around that your pack is one of the smaller ones in Super League, and you maybe not that sizing. you're almost leaning into that narrative a little bit and hoping teams sort of buy into it themselves.
I did this week.
Did you?
Because they're a big pack. They're a big set of men. So it was, I had a little scrap as I would go against the big pack, and I thought we did okay. I thought we stood up to him. I thought first half we really took the fight to him. Second half I thought Catalan looked really good. But I think overall we did enough to eradicate their pack.
Ryan, 55 minutes unbroken, I think it was, and 38 from 38 tackles, something like that. I mean, when you need a leader to stand up in your pack, he certainly delivered, didn't he?
Yeah, so I spoke privately to Ryan in the week. I think it was a game where I needed a big performance from him and for the group as well. I thought he was fantastic tonight. He looked like a leader. He looked like a really good Super League player with experience, and he's going to be really important to us. I think I have more relief after the game to see him finish a game with a smile on his face. You know, so I'm celebrating every little moment with him.
Just lastly for me, I'll just ask Joel Tompkins, this is an astonishing stat that they made 78 tackles at marker tonight and you made one throughout the whole game. Was it a concerted effort to get them around A and B marker and try and get them around the book? Which is,
sorry, say that again.
They made 78 tackles at marker tonight, you made one. On to the stats.
That's not right.
I wouldn't have thought so either, but that's what the stats are saying.
Yeah, that's certainly not right.
But they did make a lot of tackles around Mark, didn't they? Was there a concerted effort to get them around the ruck a little bit and work up? Obviously, Joey Mellor, you've got a lot of speed, a lot of agility around that ruck. Was that a bit of the game plan?
Yeah, there was elements with it, and then obviously we've seen Cruz leaving at 13 as well as De Costa at 9, so there was a little bit in that, but I think it's a bit of an anomaly there.
Top to that.
Yeah, that's not correct.
you mentioned the time frame for and Dan, but what is this situation with them?
They're both knees, so they're pretty serious. Like I said, they're both 3 months. If we can get them back any earlier, I'd be very surprised. But yeah, they're pretty serious injuries.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.